Harper.
Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rick's out on the bay right now with Captain Doug Kern fishing the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament. He'll be back to tell his adventures from that. And, of course, the journeyman trip down to Puerto Vallarta tomorrow morning when we have Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California in the studio. Well, we have a great show going today. Rich and Jeff from Cedros Adventures. It's spelled Cedros Adventures with a C, C-E-D-R-O-S, but it's pronounced Cedros, right?
Correct.
All right. CedrosAdventures.com for more information on this fabulous adventure. And if you want to join us, and if you can get through today or tomorrow, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090, we're giving away a four-day trip with 2 days of fishing. Leave on a Friday, come back on a Monday to fish Cedros Adventures, like June, right?
July 3rd through the 6th.
July 3rd through the 6th will be the trip. So you get to spend 4th of July on Cedros.
Yep.
Wow, that'd be cool. Yeah. You can probably buy fireworks down there, too.
I would think you can.
Yeah.
I don't know about taking them on the airplane, though.
No, not on the airplane. I mean, at the island, maybe they have something that you could shoot off to. And that cliff would be perfect for shooting off fireworks, right?
Maybe, over the water.
Yeah, there you go. So you want to join us, go ahead and keep trying. And in the meantime, let's find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today, sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. You want to end connection failures? You need that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to catch everything from a school-sized tuna to a record-sized tuna. And now with the all-brass crimps and the other features, it's so easy and it's better than ever. And it's your favorite connection system on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, American Angler. And yes, most of the other top anglers, they use the Sato Crimp Kit. If you haven't, you got to make it your preferred connection. For Spectra, Mono, or Fluorocarbon, you get it at selected tackle stores like the Longfin, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Or you can buy it right online at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Let's start it off with our FishDope.com report from our private boater buddy, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, hold on to your hat there, everybody, man. Some areas are getting a lot of wind here this morning. There's been some big gusts earlier, 42 at Anacapa, 29 at the Catalina Airport.
Whoa!
34, yeah, 34 at the east end of Clemente even. But
that's that east wind, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Northeast? Woo!
Yeah, it's supposed to blow up pretty good. So other than the guys in the wind-prone areas, you know, it's warm and clear and balmy. It's pretty darn good fishing around here. So we'll start on the outside. That bluefin out there on the banks is kind of becoming the norm for January, it appears. A tribute just came in with another nice catch. And then several of the boats who were out there last weekend did very well. And surprisingly, the guys on the Toronado even hooked two or three marlin while out there on the Cortez. I had a buddy that was on the Oceanside 95, and he watched one of their fish jump right down the side of their boat. So crazy good stuff going on. And it says January, guys. We'll have to see what's going to happen here. It's getting more and more interesting. Closer to home, pretty good conditions along the coast. You know, I fished last Sunday local fishing, hit a couple spots right in tight off of Huntington Beach there, and actually wrote the story up for my Pacific Coast Sport Fishing column. It was an interesting little story. But I was absolutely stoked at the volume of bass on the spots for this time of year. Very unusual, but the water's 62.5, which is more like May, and very clean and lots of bait. And then, man, the bass were just mounted up there, and they were biting, and it's been pretty much true like that all up and down the coast. Really good bass fishing here on the plastics. And then we're out again yesterday trying to beat this offshore breeze. We're fishing at 150, but we got a couple swings of bait from Nacho there. He had some nice sardines. We added a bunch of mackerel that we caught from the bait balls right outside the Long Beach Gap. It's kind of a stock spot for catching mackerels. And then headed out to the 150. That sector out there has been steady for months. And I don't know if the fish are winding down or we just caught a down day. We did mark some schools of yellows, and we did mark some sea bass, a few sea bass out there also. But no bites for us yesterday, so kind of a down day. But I'm telling you, conditions are very tasty out there. Lots of bait, red crabs in the water everywhere.
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 I mean, all the yellowtail and rockfish that we release and stuff, all spitting up that red crab.
Yep. Yep. Yeah,
pretty amazing.
That water was 63 in the afternoon, and I was out there the week before, and it was blue-green but very clean yesterday, pushing purple-blue. I was just amazed.
Bizarre.
So we got some very
winter?
Cool stuff going.
What winner?
Yeah.
Hey, and in the meantime, you want to stay in touch with it? I got in tune with Danny and got all the information, caught some yellows during the middle of the week there, and it was all on the Fish Dope numbers. And if you want to be a member of Fish Dope, new members get $20 off. Just put the code in the little box up in the corner. New Year, one word, lowercase, New Year. It's good through next Friday. So you want to go fishing, you got to have Fish Dope. And in the meantime, you want to go fishing, go check in with Mark Wish at Pacific Edge. How do we find you?
Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica, Edinger, and Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And God only knows what we'll be talking about next week.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait, Mark. We'll look forward to that, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, you got it, guys.
All right, thanks very much. Let's head down to Seaforth, a place where they're still catching all kinds of stuff. Marcos is on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good August so far.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's still January.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, you could hardly tell out there. Isn't some nice weather. The half day this week, big story, some very good yellowtail fishing on the new Seaforth earlier in the week. Wednesday, they had 32 yellowtail in the morning, 25 in the afternoon. Thursday, 16 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon. Yesterday, 18 in the morning. You know, they're not huge numbers, but like I said, it's January. There's some nice-sized fish in there. Those fish are in the 15 to 30-pound range. The weather's great. I mean, the season's basically never ended here, and it's probably just going to keep going. And before we know it, it'll be June again, starting all over there. But very good fishing there. Had a couple three-quarter day charters down the island, some good bottom fishing there. The San Diego is on a little break right now, doing some boat work after they had a spectacular season there, but they'll probably be back online in a few weeks. The day-and-a-half trip. Tribute went out Wednesday, fished Thursday, came back yesterday morning, 32 anglers, had 23 bluefin, a couple skipjack, yellowtail, a couple bonito. They're back out there today. We've actually got 3 day-and-a-half boats out there today looking around. Hopefully that fishing keeps up. Definitely check the schedule online there, seaforthlanding.com. We have our half-day trips up there. We have those day-and-a-halfs. The Aztec went online for a couple weekends there, so we've got a few options. And as long as those fish are there, we're going to keep looking for them. So definitely check that out. Seaforthlanding.com. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And, you know, I'd like to tell you more
about
it.
What do you say, man? It's just unreal. I mean, the half-day boat was nailed 60 yellows on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, and like I said, they're not all, you know, 5-8-pounders. There's some big fish in there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And bring your Salus 7X and 6X, right, Marcos?
You know, if you have it, there's no reason to fish less than 40 pounds on those fish right now. I mean, they're biting and there's
a lot of yo-yo fish, though. I mean, that's my point, is a lot of yo-yo.
Yep.
Yeah, so check that out. All right, Marcos, appreciate that report. And we'll check in with you next weekend.
Talk next weekend, and hopefully we're going to be hearing about how Rick finished in first place in the tournament there.
There you go. We'll just see. You know what? Are your bets with him?
Seaforth doesn't have any teams in the tournament this year, so he has a chance.
Oh, there you go. Okay, he's got a chance. All right, very good, Marcos. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, that is our catch report. We're going to jump in back into those jam-packed phone lines with our guys from Cedros Adventures, talking fishing at Cedros Island with the experts here. And you want to join us, keep on trying. Phones have been busy, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hi. How do I question this? What kind of clothing do I take down there? Do I need a wide-brimmed hat, that mask to wrap around my face because of the heat?
Got to have an AFCO face mask.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And a wide brim hat.
Yeah.
Sunscreen. Blistex for your lips. UV clothing if you can.
Any kind of clothing that you would dress in the tropics. But that being said, bring a jacket, right?
Yeah. Minimum light windbreaker.
Yeah. Because it can get cool. That wind can come up off the ocean, especially in like the months of June, early July.
Yeah,
it can get pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
So bring a jacket.
Basically, the climate is very, very similar to what we are exposed to here in Southern California.
Yes.
You know, temperate, tropical climate.
Yep.
And
it can change.
Maybe a few degrees warmer, but very consistent with what weather we have here.
Cool in the morning, warmer in the afternoon.
You got it.
There it is. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Cliff calling us from Lakewood. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Excellent.
Hey, Cliff.
Good morning.
Hey, I love that season's finished. Boy, I sure going to miss the Rooster. I wish you was driving that van. He was very entertaining.
Yeah, you've been on that. We went on that. That's such a great trip, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, my biggest yellow down there is a 46-pounder. I have pictures of a beautiful tackle shop up there, but it's empty. I was wondering, are you guys ever going to get your tackle shop up there going?
Well, Cliff, you know, I hate to break you the bad news. We have nothing to do with that tackle shop. So it's a completely different entity there. You know, we get a lot of questions in that regard, and I just don't have an answer that I'd be comfortable putting out there.
Yeah, and Jeff, who started it, different Jeff.
Yeah.
He had the tackle store running. I haven't had the latest on that tackle store. So if Jeff, you're listening out there, and you want to give us the latest update on what's going on with Cedros Tackle, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
And as we approach the season here, he had some great ideas having tackle packages. You know, you wouldn't have to bring as much stuff on the plane. It's a great concept, but haven't had the latest update from Jeff. So, Jeff, if you are out there and you're still working on the tackle store, give us an update so our listeners will know what they have to bring down.
Very good. Appreciate that. A lot of those, a little tackle store up there, but not much, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. Cliff, thanks a lot for the phone call. Look forward to going back down there with you, okay? All right. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Tom in San Diego. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning. First of all, my money's on Brandon today. I think the young guys are going to do it.
They're tough.
There you go. And my question is, I remember hearing Ricky talk about his arms getting tired. So what happens? I guess somebody said you could snorkel there, but if you get all fished out the first day, what could you do? Such a problem.
You want to take that one, Rich? Go ahead. I keep fishing myself.
Yeah. Take Icy Hot and keep fishing.
No, you can run over to the other side of the island. You know, they have the vans. You know, we've done little tour trips, on days of inclement weather.
Again, it's all about the two guys that you're sharing the Ponga with.
Right.
If everybody's in agreement, you can go in and take a siesta for 3 hours in the middle of the day, go have a nice lunch back at the lodge, and then go back out in the late afternoon. It's entirely up to you, right? It's a flexible schedule.
Sure. I mean, if you're really bored, you can run up and take a look at the seal nookery.
Yeah.
Actually, the spearfishing option sounds interesting. Do many people do that?
We've had a handful of groups there more at the beginning. I don't know. Over the last year, I don't know that anybody's done it.
But it's certainly
but it's available.
That's available and possible to do, right?
Yeah.
And if you called Jeff or Rich in the Cedros Adventures office, they'd kind of be able to pave the way for you on that.
Yeah, email me there at jeff@cedrosadventures.com.
Is that the easiest way to catch
you? That's the easiest way to get me.
Jeff@cedrosadventures.com.
And, I'll get your email that day and promise to get back to you that evening.
Yeah. And also, I might add, what's the phone number while we're talking about it?
Right now, you can get me at... Rich, what's that number?
We have a new number.
Actually, Rich? it's the old number, but okay. Rich is the keeper of the phone.
So understand that Jeff and Rich just took things over, and they're doing a great job. And so they're just kind of putting everything together for the upcoming season in June. They just took it over, and we'll get that number for you in a few minutes. But we can promise you this. If you call them, you'll get a call back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Dennis in Linda Vista. Good morning, Dennis.
Oh, good morning, guys. What a beautiful day for the Bay Bass Tournament.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I got to get out there and see some of these whoppers.
Yeah, and get a free lunch.
Well, that's one of the things I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, for sure.
And a cold beer. But anyway, I want to talk to you guys about I'm a disabled vet. And I've always wanted to go fish out in Mexico, but I'm concerned about handicap facilities. Now, I walk with a cane, so I need assistance getting up and down out of the boats and little things like that. Now, if people like me and people in wheelchairs, can you help them, or should we just stay home?
I would definitely say do not stay home and come fish with us. We have a Mako that we can has a bench seat in the front. I've actually fished with a gentleman that had a very bad back, and we have people to get you in and out of the Pongeros, and our staff will get you in and out of the boats, and it's not a problem. We like I said, I had a gentleman that had a really bad back. We have a bench seat in the right up front in the Mako, and we basically put him in that bench seat, and he fished the whole time. We fish from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. If you feel at any point in time that you need to come in, let us know. It's not a problem. So we welcome all you people.
There you go. Thanks a lot. You better book your trip.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, like, my concern was bringing medication over there as well. Do you have any info on that?
I had neck and back surgery, so I brought my medication. No, just bring it in the prescription container.
Yeah, you won't have any issues.
I wouldn't put it in a 5-day pill container or anything like that. But if you bring it with your name on it, there's no issues.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call. All right, Dan. Yeah. See you down at the Bay Bass Tournament this afternoon. You know, I might mention, too, you guys will be there with a booth. You have questions for Cedros Adventures, you want to talk to these guys, you want to book a trip. With availability, you'll be down there all afternoon, right?
All afternoon we'll be
starting. You're setting up probably around 10, 11 o'clock, right? Yeah. And you'll be under the tent down there at the Bay Bass Tournament this afternoon, all afternoon for the big event. And then, of course, giving away that grand prize of the raffle there, that trip to go down to Cedros in June. That's going to be pretty fantastic. I might also mention, too, that my buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is going to be down there with a Hobie, the new Hobie Mirage Drive Outback, which, if you haven't seen that, it's pretty awesome. It's got the comfortable seat in it, too, that will blow your mind. So you'll be able to see that and go by and talk to Ron about stand-up paddling, go by and talk about kayak fishing, all that stuff. He'll be down there along with, it's a great display. I know a lot of guys will be down there today, so go down and check that out. And look who's on the line, Jeff from Cedros Tackle. I'm glad you're listening, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to hear the guys talking about the island. Super fired up.
Yes, indeed. So give us the latest on Cedros Tackle.
Pete, same update as I gave you last time. We've been up and going since late September. Omar has the shop open every single day, getting a lot of local participation. You know, it's, like I said before, kind of a normal tackle shop. Guys are coming in, hanging out, talking about, you know, fishing the shore, fishing out of the, you know, what they did that day, the bait situation. So, yeah, it's, you know, really going good. We, you know, I have a good stock of all the tackle down there that guys would fish with and, you know, very specific for the island. So, yeah, we're completely up and going, and, you know, we hang out with Adrian. You know, we're definitely tied to Cedros Adventures, and, you know, that's how I got involved with the island, was going on tours down with those guys, and everything they're saying about the resort, man, totally true. It's, like, such a beautiful spot, and they really take really great care of you, and the food is awesome, of course, and the boats, they take you to the right spots, and you know, it's specific fishing. You're going down there to catch a hog yellow and a hog calico, so it's great, really great.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty great and unique experience. So what you're saying is you could come down basically with just your clothes, and you could rent all your tackle, get all your jigs and your hooks and your sinkers right there at Cedros Tackle and not have to worry about any particular overages.
Absolutely. We have all your favorite brands. Rich from Bait Wraps, I got a bunch of his stuff in there. Wow. Salus, Caddy Lures, you know, all the stuff. Gamagatsu hooks. I've got a bunch of lead down there, a bunch of lead heads, tons of swim baits. So I got Phoenix rods. We're getting our collection of Avid reels up. So
and you have rental a rental package too. If somebody wants you to just come down, just bare.
Absolutely. You know, we fully take care of them. We have all quality gear. You know, Power Pro and fluorocarbon leaders on all of our stuff. So whatever you need, yeah, just get in touch with us. Or if, you know, you want to talk to Cedros Adventures and they want to get in touch with us and work something out, would love to take care of people for sure.
How do we get hold of you, Jeff?
We have a website that I've been working on, SedrosTackle.com, or anytime you can call me direct at 760-412-2507. Love to talk to anyone and fully help out however we could.
So glad you were listening this morning, Jeff, because
absolutely.
I hadn't talked to you in a couple months there and wanted to get the update. And since we're talking Cedros, it's good to know that Cedros Tackle
is
alive and well.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions myself on that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Perfect.
Great, great to have the
I'll
right
give
answer.
A live, I'll give you guys a live report next week. I'm heading down on Wednesday, staying a week, so got a couple days of fishing planned right before that full moon. And so I'll call you from the island next week.
Good, that'd be awesome. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call this morning.
Great talking to you guys.
Nice to hear from you. Yeah, that's a nice alternative there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll fill a great need,
especially like if you don't want to bring a bunch of sinkers, you don't want to bring a bunch of lead, or you don't want to bring a bunch of jigs, and you lose a couple. You go down to the tackle store, and he's got good prices. You just go grab it.
Absolutely.
Good to know. Yeah, good to know. Thanks, Jeff, for calling in. That was really, really a special treat there. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to James in Oceanside. Good morning, James.
Hey, James.
Morning. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, great show, and thanks for all the good information. I had a question about customs and what the experience is, both transporting your gear down and coming back. How does that work if we're driving down from stateside? Do we go through customs in Tijuana or in Ensenada when we're boarding the plane, and then also vice versa coming back?
Well, basically, once we get to the border, they just open the door, look inside there, and off we go. And once we get to the airport, that's when they open our bags, look at everything. It's not a big issue. Main thing is we keep everything, no bear hooks where they get stuck, and they're very good about it.
And this airport is really small.
Yeah. Terminal 1 end only.
Yeah, and I mean it's basically a private and military base down in Ensenada, and basically our group will be virtually the only people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and then that's the same facility where we get checked going back as well?
Yeah.
But you will have to cross the San Ysidro border crossing, and generally speaking, you know, they get the fast pass and they get through pretty quickly.
Yeah.
There is occasion when U.S. Customs will pull you into secondary and open up things. But I know when I went, last time I went, we waited at the border about 60 seconds and then we were off.
Yeah, I was down there in October, Pete, and what would we wait? Rich, it was less than 20 minutes.
Yeah, less than 20 minutes.
Less than 20 minutes.
No secondary, but it happens.
We have been pulled in there. You know, 20 plus trips, and I've been through there two or three times. I'll wave you through just to keep things on the up and up.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, and then transporting fish, do you recommend that we bring a cooler down?
No, a great, great question.
Really good question.
So here's the way that works: you'll leave your cooler in your vehicle at the at your central meeting place there, and then the fish is processed on the island and packed into 1 kilo bags. And transported back in insulated bags on the aircraft.
You'll have your own bag, your own insulated bag.
What? No.
Or your own names.
Your group. Your group.
Your group. Yeah.
So, your group of three, all your fish will be in one bag. So you kind of want to be fishing with the same person you're riding with when you get home, just make it easier unloading. Then on the van at the airport, there are they have a minimum of 320 quart coolers that. Have the ice and everything, so it's transferred out of the insulated bags into the cooler, covered with ice for your trip home.
And then you transfer that with split it up when you get back to your vehicle.
Right.
Good enough. Makes sense.
But they provide all those, and the advantage of that, the reason for that is weight.
Yeah.
That you have insulated bags that are very lightweight that will not take up a lot of extra weight and cost money.
And the fish deal has been, you know, there's been some challenges over the years with that. I think the system that they're using now is
pretty
it's on track. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup. Mighty 1090.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels.
It's 1,000 acres altogether, and the hotel's small. It's only a 34-room hotel. We don't aspire to be bigger. We just aspire to be better. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. We put in new split air conditioning in rooms 1 through 5. They're like an icebox inside. We did a complete new gymnasium. We've been adding boats and upgrading our boat fleet. We're constantly working on the grounds. I'm having my daughter down there. She's a gardener, so the grounds and everything is much better, from maintaining the rooms, putting in mirrors, putting in beds. I replaced every bed in the hotel. They're awesome beds. We have the best beds in all of Baja, not just the East Cape. People love the beds. You know, the bedding and the higher quality towels. Just try to do it a little bit better. It's a special place. Come down and relax. RanchoLandero.com.
Time for our PowerPro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get the PowerPro Advantage. And if you're going down to Sandra's Adventures, one recommendation I could make is take the Tranks loaded with 65 or 80-pound, even better, 80-pound Super 8 slick and from PowerPro, and you will have such a great time throwing your plastics, your MC Swimbait Weedless, 7X, lights, surface iron, you match it with the right rod, you match that PowerPace Pro Super 8 Slick, and you can throw it like a master. Because Tranks has a level wind, PowerPro casts like a bullet, it's pretty amazing stuff. So next time you try the surface iron or a weedless swim bait, try that PowerPro Super 8 Slick. It is amazing, it casts like a bomb, and you will love it.
Don't miss the 2014 San Diego Sunroad Boat Show at the Sunroad Resort Marina. Today and tomorrow, it's bigger and better, featuring in-water displays of more than 130 new and pre-cruise sail and power boats. The family can enjoy exhibits for every age, free boat rides, seminars, music, and ample parking. It's a great time to enjoy a day on the bay. Also, find out about great show specials on slips at Sunroad Marina. For more information and discounts, visit BigBayBoatShow.com. That's BigBayBoatShow.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with the guys from Sedra's Adventures. And, you know, I know you guys are working on the website, and you need photos. If you have some great photos of your adventures at Sedra's Adventures, send them to Jeff, right?
Send them to Jeff at SedrosAdventures.com. Start archiving those things. And
yeah, and help, then you'll be up there helping. Put together the new website.
You got it.
Yeah, Jeff@SedrosAdventures.com. Email them your photos. If you have a great photo that they can use on the website, would be fantastic. So that would be really fun. And also, the phone number. If you want to call, talk to Rich, talk to Jeff, book a trip, talk about the travel down there, any issues, what's that number?
It's 619-772-7570.
619-772-7570.
Correct.
That's the number. Or Jeff@SedrosAdventures.com. Either one, email or phone call. And like I say, they're building the website. You're working on the website. Now you guys just basically took over on the booking. You've been involved with Sedros Adventures since the beginning.
Yeah.
We should explain that. Yeah. And, but, you wanted a better way to take care of the customers, because that's what Sedros Adventures is all about, is customer service. So by putting you two guys in charge, now you're going to get return phone calls. You're going to get your the trip you wanted. You're going to get your questions answered. The whole program there, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly. So 619-772-7570, CedrosAdventures.com, or better yet, just email Jeff@CedrosAdventures.com. Want to remind you again, I have those boat show tickets. So if you see me this afternoon down at the Bay Bass Tournament, you want to go to the boat show tomorrow. It's going on today and tomorrow down at the Southern Road Resort Marina, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6. Just come by and see me. I'll give you a couple tickets while they last down at the event this afternoon. And you guys will be down at the Bay Bass event down on Shelter Island, right at the gazebo there. You can't miss it. You drive on to Shelter Island in San Diego, you'll see the big tent. And come on down. You guys will have a booth, ask questions. You can book a trip right on the spot.
Take a look at our calendar, see what's open, book a trip.
Yep.
Rich has a bunch of brochures to be passing out. Love to see you.
Yeah. And like I say, our trip in July is already sold out, but our trip in September, September 7th, has a few spots available. So if you want to go, don't on any of these trips, whether it's our trip or any of the trips, I'm telling you, don't wait because things sell out.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
You know, you put it out there a couple weeks ago about your trip, and within 1 week it was done. So
yeah.
You guys want to get on that Let's Talk Hookup trip,
start
hitting me with some emails, get your names and deposits to me, and we'll get you down there.
Get you down there. Another trip that you want to check out, and of course our trips page on our website, hookup1090.com, is loaded with all of our trips, and you'll notice how many of them are already sold out for the year. But we have spots available on our 21st annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, October 8th through the 12th. And we've added a little spice to the tournament this year. Thanks to our friends at George Weir Asphalt in Escondido. They have thrown in $1,000 cash prize for the largest wahoo, tuna, or dorado. Whatever the largest of those three species is, going to win $1,000 in cash just within our group.
Wow, that's $1,000 per species, Pete?
No. $1,000 for one. For one person, wahoo, tuna, or dorado.
Got it.
So the largest of those two. So in other words, if you have a 50-pound wahoo and it beats that 45-pound tuna, you get the money. $1,000. Thanks to George Weir Asphalt, and George and Mark have been great friends of mine for decades, and they are the best asphalt contractors in the world. So if you need asphalt work done, George Weir Asphalt in Escondido is the place. And, of course, that Palmas de Cortez tournament is, of course, in memory of our great friend Lou Duchesne, who he and his buddy Tom have been to every one for the last 21 years, except for one. So in memory of Lou, George Weir Asphalt, get on it, because that trip, I promise you, is going to sell out very quickly. The 21st annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. I know Eddie's put together some fantastic prizes. Get rooms as cheap as $130 a night. Get your boat set up, the whole deal. It's going to be, and it's a great time of the year down there. October 8th through the 12th. Join us at Palmas de Cortez. And let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines. Brad and Upland, thanks for joining us, and thanks for hanging in there, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Pete, Jeff, Rich. Two questions real quick. Does Cedros Adventures have any age restrictions and get the youngsters out there fishing at all?
No, Brad. As a matter of fact, we hold a youth world record.
Really?
For yellowtail. And
okay.
The IGFA.
Is there any special trips planned that kind of cater to the family or getting the youngsters out there, or is it just kind of a on a per group basis?
It's going to be on a per group rate basis, but once again, consider, try to establish your groups of in threes per ponga. If you have your own personal life vest for your child, that'd probably be a good recommendation that way.
And you know what else? Everybody has 11 friends that like to go fishing, right? Yeah. And if you want to put your very own group together, there are some dates available now, right now.
Right now there are.
That you could say, this is my trip, and you could gather, you could take the whole lodge over.
Pretty much.
Okay, and you did say that the day of fishing is pretty flexible. In other words, if we did bring some youth down there and, they didn't want to fish from 6 to 6 or whatnot, we can head back in, or we catch a couple of good fish in the morning and head back in and spend the afternoon with the kids on the island.
Yeah, come on in, take a break, 10 to 2, have some ice cream, a little siesta.
Okay, cool. And then, Rich, real quick for Rich, you guys, I know you guys touched real quick on the laundry service and stuff, but isn't it true, in fact, that Jeff's been known to go down there on a six-day trip and not change his clothes at all?
Trying to get me in trouble, huh?
Brad, set up.
Man,
hey,
didn't even see that coming.
I want to mention how young, when you're talking kids or bring ladies down there too. I mean, it's two people in a very comfortable room. You want to bring your spouse, significant other down. They would have a great time if they love to fish.
Well, yeah. I mean, as a matter of fact, I've got two daughters that fish. You know, I take them out locally here, and then they're 10 and 11, about, you know, getting ready to be 11 and 12 this
great
summer,
age.
And I think it's something that they'd really enjoy.
I think age 8 would be just fine down there.
Yeah,
and like
right.
you say, you've catered to yourself, right?
I think, Pete, actually, that record that Jeff was talking about was an 8-year-old son.
Yeah. But you definitely, like I say, bring a life jacket for all the youth.
The son of the fish,
right? And wow. So that's a very good point. You could put a whole family together. What a great family reunion. What a great place for a business to take their group down there and have a little getaway.
Oh, I can.
Because you could do it over a weekend.
Yeah.
You leave on a Friday. You come back on a Monday. You fish Saturday, Sunday. You experience this great place. Really fun. I take it you've been there, Brad.
You know what? I haven't. I've been considering it for the last couple of years, and I'd really love to go. And like I say, my daughters are getting into where they really enjoy getting out there, too. So it's something I'm seriously considering. So thanks a lot for the info, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call
thanks
this
for the
morning.
Call, Brad.
Let's talk to Tim in San Diego. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. My question was answered earlier, but how about night fishing? I was going to ask you a couple of things. You said bring some VEs down or speech. I say, so for obviously making bait, is that going to be a problem, one? And two, do you ever night fish? You mentioned that, too, a little bit briefly, but with poppers, or do you ever, you know, after dark, do you ever go down and fish a little bit at night? I would think that would be really good there, too.
We actually don't fish at night due to the, we leave the harbor at 6 in the morning and come back 6 at night. The harbor gets closed down at nighttime. So, basically, if you wanted to fish at night, we'd probably have to go along the shore.
You walk down the stairs and go fish poppers off the beach right in front of the lodge there.
Yeah.
It could happen. Boy, you think about what could be swimming in that water right there in that cove.
Gray ghost.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Well, yeah, it could happen.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I've been in that cove and caught 40-pound yellows on a ponga right there, right in front of the lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're swimming around.
Yeah.
It could happen. Yeah. But my thinking is, every time I get back from fishing 12 hours on the boat, man, I want to eat dinner and have a cocktail and go to bed.
That's pretty much it, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
At home, I go to bed at 8:30.
Yeah.
I stretch it till 9
but
there, but I'm really
energy,
done.
You have the energy, Tim. You could do it. Man.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's the cool thing about it is that, you know, people come back and they have, oh yeah, let's go into town tonight and cruise around and it's like, hey, who wanted to go into town? Well, I think I changed.
Yeah, they've had that belly busting dinner.
Yeah,
and,
like I don't think so. Anyway, you can do it if you want, because that's the thing about Cedrus Adventures. You're very accommodating. Anything you want is yours there. Dan in San Diego, welcome to Let's Talk Hooker. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Great,
hey, Dan.
Great.
Good. So I have a real quick story and then a question. The story was I did go down to Cedros about a year and a half ago, and it was what amazed me was I think I got up about 5 o'clock in the morning because I had to get down to the border and meet the van, and I think by about 4 o'clock or so I'd already limited out on yellows, which were like 30-pounders.
Jeez.
Oh.
that was my first time catching the yellowtail.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
I couldn't believe it. But as a warning to the people who are going down there, I read on the website somewhere, bring your anti-inflammatory of choice, and I thought that was kind of a joke. But every muscle in my body was killing me the next day from fighting those fish.
Fighting the fish, yeah.
I couldn't believe how physically strenuous it was. Anyway, my question is, I have a new rod this year. I've got I think it's Okuma Makera. It's a 9-footer. Will that fit on the plane?
Yes, it'll fit. they say bring 7 foot. You know, that's kind of their limitation.
Okay.
Now they're charging, so, you know.
$5 per rod.
Yeah, actually a little less. 50 pesos. So.
50 pesos.
But, you know, when there's a monetary transaction,
50 pesos.
Things
like,
happen.
It's like, you know,
so.
Yeah.
So is that, they just charge per rod, doesn't matter how long it is?
Yeah, the first rod's free, and then they've been hitting us for 50 pesos per rod after.
Okay.
After that. But yeah. 3-4 rods maximum is all you're going to need.
And yeah, and
then we just talked to Jeff here at Cedros Tackle also, and it sounds like he's getting a rental program together down there. So
I'm going to check that out. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go back.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Oh, it's just it's like the pinnacle of Southern California fishing, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's what's cool about it, is it's like Southern California fishing was 100 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I wasn't here 100 years ago, but maybe.
I can only imagine.
Thanks a lot for the call. We'll look forward to seeing you back down there. Busy phone lines in here, but we're going to jump into Jim in Hamul. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Say, I'm confused. You say 3 people to the Ponga, and is it 2 per room or 3 per room?
It's 2 people per room and 3 per Ponga.
Okay, so the ideal thing would be to come with 6 people, and then you could have 3 rooms. And
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And really, if you come with 3, they'll partner you somebody else with another person. I mean, usually it's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090 for a second or two. Let's go ahead and jump into Tony in San Marcos. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I just had not that I have a problem with catching yellowtail. I'll do that all day long. But are there any other species to catch, bluefin, yellowfin, halibut? And my second question is, is there a seal problem like there is at the Coronado Island down at Cedros?
There's seals everywhere, so yeah. Sometimes, I mean, it just depends, but as far as the species, the tuna fishing, that's that's like very rare. Mostly yellowtail, calico bass fishing. Guys will go fish halibut, but that's pretty much the species. Sea bass, stuff like that.
Again, it's all about you and the 2 companions in the Ponga. If you guys want to go drift for halibut, man, I'll bet there's some pretty amazing places, and I know the locals know them too.
Yeah.
So if that's something that you want to do rather than fish calico or yellowtail, go do and find some exotics. By golly, if you have full agreement in the Ponga, you can do that.
And the Ponganeros, they know what's going on. You look at the menu. If it's not happening that day or time of year, they're going to let you know that you might just be going on a little boat ride. But, absolutely use the advice they're giving you. Let them know what you want to target, and they'd be happy to accommodate.
Because the Pongueros know.
They know.
They know. Yeah. And they love to fish. Those guys, that's the thing about your group, your guys. You have the best. Gadrion, like you say, has picked the best guys on the island. And those guys love to fish. Every guy I've fished with down there just
very passionate.
Is totally passionate about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Kirk in Oceanside, you're next up. Good morning, Kirk.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, the Ponga fishing sounds great down there, but honestly, it sounds like a kayak dream.
Oh, yeah.
Available on the island to rent?
We do not have any kayaks currently, no.
Okay.
Maybe someday, okay. Right?
Someday, there's every year Adrian's pulling another rabbit out of the hat. I wouldn't be surprised if I get down there this June and there's a whole fleet of them babies on the beach.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I was just wondering because it'd be paradise down there.
It would be. It certainly would
anyway,
be.
Anyway, thanks
sure.
for taking my call. You guys have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones and let's talk to Joe and Sam Pedro. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My question is, and if it hasn't been answered already, I know the fishing is phenomenal down there. How much in weight of fish are we, for the most part, allowed to bring back, on the plane or however it's done?
Well, you're allowed your species, your limit species. You can bring those back, no problem. I mean, far as weight wise, it's whatever you, you know, if you catch the size of the fish you catch, basically, that's what it depends on that.
And I apologize, Joe. I said Pedro. It's Pedro. Because Jeff knows,
that's,
right?
That's fine. And thank you for acknowledging that. Also, one last question regarding any insect issue when you're on the island in the middle of summer. And, you know, the fishing's great, but then you're getting attacked by mosquitoes from the heat or anything like that.
You know, I've been going down there for many years there. I can't say that I've experienced any.
Maybe if you know CMs here and there, depending on where you are. No?
I haven't even got a mosquito bite.
I've never got a kelp fly, nothing.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of kelp flies.
There's some kelp flies.
Yeah. But
as far as bites and pests and mosquitoes, no.
And they love me, and I never had an issue when I went down there. So.
All right.
But I still, everywhere I go, I bring my insect repellent. So it's always not a bad idea. Thanks.
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
a lot
you.
For the call this morning. Just about 30 seconds left for Steve in L.A. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. Just to give you an update. The repaired road down to Ensenada is immaculate. It's beautiful. It's nice and flat, a lot better than what it used to be.
Is it really?
Both sides, yeah. I just came up from up there over the New Year's. And not only that, but the border, was Saturday morning, came across in about 20 minutes. Those guys have done a great job. It's completed there, too, on the U.S. side.
They've expanded it quite a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, they put two stalls in each lane, so they're handling two cars at a time.
Well, really? Great. Thanks for that road report, Steve. Yeah, I get a lot of questions on that.
Yeah,
so,
but the toll road is back up and operating, and so it's going to be a real easy go down to Ensenada.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Appreciate the call this morning. And when we come back, wrap things up here with our guys from Cedros Adventures and tell you about tomorrow's show. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearchersportFishing.com.
You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176 or check monsoonyachtservice.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive fluoro lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everybody that called today is going to be eligible to win that 4-day, 2-day of fishing, Friday through Monday trip in July to go down and enjoy Cedros Adventures, an incredible experience there. So tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll have Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California in the studio, and we'll take all those names from yesterday, or from tomorrow, and all those names from today, and then we're going to draw one, and they're going to Cedros Adventures in July. How about that? And I want to thank you, Adrian, and Rich, Jeff, for donating that great prize. And you have another chance today at the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament. Today, the grand raffle, you buy those grand raffle prizes, tickets, and you have a chance to win a trip in June to Cedros Adventures.
Right, so get down there, buy your ticket, stop by our booth, answer any more questions.
Sign up for a trip.
There you go. Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, they go quickly. Once the word gets out, and like I say, you can put your own group together, go as a single, they'll match you up with the right people, and it's a great time. So in the meantime, see you down there today. You guys will have a booth, and then you'll be at Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar, right?
That's right.
All right, we'll see you there. And in the meantime, if you want to get a hold of you, how do we do that?
Our phone number is 619-772-7570, Cedros Adventures.
Or you can email me, jeff@cedrosadventures.com.
All right. Thanks, guys. Great time and great show. Look forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. I'll see you down at the Bay Bass Tournament this afternoon. Rick and I will be doing some OMC duties down there. And tomorrow, great show. Captain Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. See you tomorrow morning. See you this afternoon back here on the Mighty 1090.